It starts with some strange letters left for a Beijing cab driver and slowly unravels into a tale of two souls bonded together through time. Susan Barker's novel, The Incarnations, follows the two voices throughout Chinese history as they die, are reborn, and come together in each lifetime. Susan Barker, welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be speaking with you.
This is quite the complicated story.
Right. It's set in Beijing 2008, in the months preceding the Olympics. And the main character is this taxi driver called Wang Jun, who lives a quiet life in the east of the city with his wife and daughter, until one day he finds in the sun visor of his taxi an anonymous letter. And in the letter writer states that Wang has had several past lives, and the letter writer has known Wang in each of his past incarnations, and the letter writer is Wang's past life biographer, and it's their duty to reacquaint him with his past incarnations. So other letters follow, recounting Wang's past lives as a eunuch during the Tang Dynasty, a slave during the invasion of Genghis Khan, a concubine during the Ming Dynasty, a fisherboy during the Opium War, and a student during Chairman Mao's Cultural Revolution. And in the letters, the letter writer also describes the nature of the relationship they had with Wang. In some cases, their family, sometimes their friends, sometimes their lovers, but the relationship's always very complex and conflicted.
To put it mildly,
yeah.
I wonder if you could read an excerpt for us.
Yes, sure. Let me see. I stood on the curb and watched you drive away. Taxi driver Wang Jun, driver ID number 394493, 31, careworn, a smoker of Red Pagoda Mountain cigarettes, the last in your chain of incarnations, like the others selected by the accident of rebirth, the lottery of fate. Who are you, you must be wondering. I am your soulmate, your old friend, and I've come back to this city of 16 million in search of you.
So we're starting here with the driver and this unknown narrator, the watcher, who is basically stalking him. But this is not the beginning of these characters, these souls. You've just kind of dropped us right into their most recent incarnation. And even though these souls are bonded together, it's not exactly love that is creating that bond. There's a lot of violence in these stories. You know, it seems like this could easily have been written, you know, like a soulmate love story, but you've made it far more emotionally complex and very messy.
Yes. Although they're soulmates in a very literal sense, and in some past lives they even love each other, they often come into conflict with each other because of these innate characteristics such as the will to dominate, possessiveness, envy, wrath, that recur in them life after life, that causes them to sometimes behave recklessly and to sabotage their relationship.
Well, the historical scope of this book is truly breathtaking. Mongols, Ming Dynasty, Mao, modern-day polluted China. You basically plop your characters right down in the middle of really extraordinary times. How did you pick and choose?
My process for determining which eras I'd write about was to just read history books that gave a really broad overview of Chinese history. And when I came across a historical figure or a historical incident that was especially interesting to me, ideas for characters and stories would surface.
You've lived in China. Did that experience influence your writing on the country's history?
It definitely influenced my writing on contemporary China, contemporary Beijing. I moved there just before the Olympics, and a lot of the pre-Olympic atmosphere in my neighbourhood found its way into the book. Down my street, they were taking down lots of shop signs in Chinese and replacing them with bilingual signs for the tourists. And the neighbourhood committee in my apartment complex, they're a group of elderly people who sort of monitor the comings and goings of the neighbourhood. They started to wear these armbands saying Olympic security volunteers and carried out door-to-door checks. So that found its way into the book.
Why did you choose to keep all the reincarnations within China?
My grandfather was originally from the south of China before he emigrated to Malaysia pre-World War II. And I wanted to learn more about the history of the country of my ancestors. I knew I wanted a narrative set in contemporary Beijing. I was really interested in the effect of the rapid social and economic change on ordinary citizens in China. But I also wanted to interweave into the main narrative historical stories. And after I've been writing the book for a few months, I realised I could use reincarnation as a way, a narrative device to structure the novel.
Susan Barker, her novel is called The Incarnations, and she's been joining us from our studios in London. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.